At Lely, located here in Pella, would you believe that our elves are busy building robots that milk and feed cows? We enjoy giving the gift of robotic equipment to hardworking dairy producers year-round. Our robots allow more time for dairy producers to spend together. It's really the gift that keeps on giving. And by the way, isn't that what the holidays are all about? Lely's holiday challenge for you: slow down, appreciate life's gifts, and focus on the real reason for the season. Happy holidays from our family at Lely, farming innovators.
Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Wireless here with Youth Services Librarian Katie Dreyer at the Pella Public Library. And all of the time of the year, you're fairly busy, but spring, of course, in Pella, all sorts of things that we're being mindful of. We're here today to talk more about library operations than maybe we normally do. We have some youth programs coming up, but there are some vacancies on the Board of Trustees, and that's a big deal. They're a group that oversees the library, and a deadline coming up on the 29th for people who may be interested to help oversee operations here at the library.
Correct. We do. We have an opening that will start in July, the next fiscal year, but we are seeking candidates now for that process, and so board applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. on March 29th.
And generally speaking, what are some of the commitments of a board member? I mean, roughly how often do they meet, and what are some of the functions they do as part of the board to oversee the library?
Yeah, so they do a number of things. They, you know, set policy and look at the budget and just a lot of different things that a library or a board of trustees would do. The time commitment, it's pretty simple. It's about an hour each month. Each member of the board of trustees does serve on different committees, so there might be a committee meeting once a month that they need to attend, but board meetings are held on the second Tuesday at 4:30 and typically go just about an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
And so that same day, it's the deadline's on the 29th. The library itself, though, is closed that day. So you're still accepting applicants that day, but because of the Easter holiday, the library is closed coming up on Friday the 29th.
Correct, yes. So you can submit online, and you could also just drop it in our Dropbox as well, and we will get those board applications in that way. But yes, we will be closed. The city departments are closed on Friday, March 29th, and then we will also be closed on Sunday, March 31st as well.
So then from there, as we head into April, gathering some feedback on library services. So in the first couple weeks of April, let our listeners know about the survey that's coming out.
Yeah, so it's time for us to do our strategic plan. And to do that, we are reaching out and doing a community survey. The survey will be open April 1st through the 15th at noon. Those of you that are in the city limits and get a city bill, there will be a QR code in your April utility bill that you can scan and do, or you can find it on our website. We'll also have paper copies at the library for people to use as well.
We're here with the Youth Services Librarian, Katie Dreyer at the Pella Public Library, talking about spring. So let's get to more of your wheelhouse. And I know your favorite part are the youth programs. And we have a new event coming out this year after Easter. So not necessarily related to that, but we are dealing with an egg. And we are doing an egg drop. What is an egg drop?
Yeah, so I want to say 2018 and 19, we actually did do this. We started pretty small, and then that second year it got pretty big, and then, well, we all know 2020 hit. It was planned for 2020, but we had to take it down, and so we're bringing that back, and I'm excited to be able to partner with the Pella Fire Department. We use their ladder truck, as long as there's not an emergency that the ladder truck or the firefighters need to go out. And so starting at 8:30 will be check-in on Saturday, April 6th. It'll be in the parking lot, the south parking lot of Second Christian Reformed Church, so right behind the safety complex there. I ask that people maybe park on the street or at the library and walk over, just so we know that we have that whole parking lot open for people to stand and for the ladder truck to be. So a check-in will be at 8:30, and then the drop will start at 9. We do have three different categories this time. So we have families. So families can put one together. Moms and dads, kids can all do it together. We'll also have just kids. So that is with minimal adult help. And then we also have professional. And so those are for all of our engineers and physics majors and teachers or professionals that know the best way to do an egg drop if they've done it in different settings in the past. So that is with no help from a child and just that. But there's just a few guidelines that we just ask that, you know, there's no metal or glass, wood, no splatterables that I call them. So no peanut butter or oils or jello, different things like that that can kind of make a mess. We do have guidelines here at the library. I will also get that posted online, but it's just a fun way for families and kids to do things together. So you just get to put an egg in a container, a raw egg in a container, and we'll see if it survives the drop from the ladder. If you need packing material, I have plenty of packing material that I've saved over the years and different things. So I have that at the youth services desk that you can come and just take as much as you want, and I will replenish as needed.
So the egg drop coming up again on Saturday, April the 6th, a partnership with the Pella Library and the Pella Fire Department. Should be a fun morning coming up over at the Old Second Reformed Church parking lot in that neighborhood. And then from there, we head into the rest of the spring, and the thing that's looming back on the other side is tulip time. And there will be special hours for the festival coming up May 2nd through the 4th.
Yes. So on that Thursday and Friday, we traditionally are just open 10 to 2, and then we close for the afternoon then, and then we are closed full days on Saturday and Sunday. Just a reminder that our parking lot is used for handicap parking, so people aren't able to park in our lot because it is used for handicap parking for the festival. We are also very excited that the book bike is getting a tune-up, and I will be riding through the parade with Miss Mary from the Art Center again. It's one of our favorite things to do is to get out our book bikes and our art bikes.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakvls.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.